Listen up. 2020 was a shake-up, but on TikTok, you stepped up and gave it a swipe up. You cheered up, geared up, teared up. You opened your mind up, and when it was easier to give up, you always kept your chin up. 2021, it starts with you. It starts on TikTok.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand.
Every week at this time, we open up our show to you to maybe unload a secret. Maybe it's a, just a, like a little white lie, a little secret. Maybe it's a deeper, darker secret. Either way, sometimes it feels therapeutic to just get it off your chest. And
why'd you start with white lie? It's a secret. It's a secret.
You're right. You're right. It wouldn't be a lie. You're right. It would be your secret.
Right.
I meant something lighter. I meant like a little light secret. Or
there you go. That's better.
A deeper, darker secret. Either way, we're here. So, got a guy on the phone, and he. I'll let you say it. Go ahead.
I've been living with a guy I met off Craigslist for about 4 months now.
Okay.
He's my roommate.
Okay, roommate. Just. Guy you found on Craigslist, you guys are living together. Gotcha.
And one afternoon, he comes out and he's wearing underwear. And I didn't really think anything of it. You know, I let him, you know, just do his thing. He went back in his room. But it got me thinking, man, these underwear, they look so comfortable. So when he went to work,
what?
I went in his room and I was looking for the underwear he's wearing. I just. Curious what brand they were.
Sure.
I couldn't find them, so I went through his dirty hamper.
Oh my gosh, you did.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
And I ended up trying on his underwear. And it fit so nice that I ended up actually just.
What'd you do?
Picking up all my stuff, leaving, taking his underwear, and now I'm currently still wearing his underwear.
What?
Is that bad?
Oh my god!
Yes, a little. Yes, a little. Like, first of all, let's talk about the elephant in the room. He tried on a guy's dirty underwear. Second point, he stole them and moved away.
Well, okay, all right, but to be...
Is that bad?
But to be fair, if you stole your roommate's underwear, you would probably not want to face the music with
you do move.
Your roommate. Yeah. You just cut ties and leave.
Because he's going to know the perp is you. Like, there is no one else to blame it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to move. I can't believe he moved. I can't believe he stole my underwear and moved.
Now I'm kind of curious as to what kind of underwear it was. What was the brand?
Oh,
what
now
was...
you're thinking, do you FOMO? Do you have underwear FOMO? You feel like you're missing out on this wonderful,
maybe I need
stealable
to
underwear?
Add that to my Christmas list. I need some of this underwear here. If it's...
Listen, I spent years getting you really weird patterned underwear, and I got you like a bona fide good gift this year. And now you're wanting underwear again?
What? Yeah. Hey, listen. I'm not saying the beer and meat wasn't great. I'm just.
It was great.
I know. I'm just saying that it might be nice to know for future reference what underwear he had. And but hang on, we're getting away from the point. The dude is this like a roommate confessions? Like, have you ever stolen something from, or a quote, okay, sorry, stealing is a bad word. Have you ever borrowed without your roommate knowing something of your roommate's and maybe not just given it back yet?
Borrowed and not given back? That's what we're calling this? Like, listen, I love the fact that he called us and then still wants to know, is that bad?
I know, Ryan.
I think we need to answer that. Yes, it's bad.
Yeah,
let's not steal things and move away.
I got a text message that says, what the hell? He couldn't buy his own pair? Well,
seriously. Once he did find it and realized he liked it, look at the tag and then buy some. I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this feels like the way more work. To, like, pack all your stuff and move.
Yeah.
As opposed to look at a tag, buy the underwear.
Right.
Don't know.
Right. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I mean, yes. I think his question of is it bad? Yeah. I think we can all collectively say Yes.
Yes.
Stealing the underwear is bad. Now,
yes.
Now, looking at what brand the underwear is, that's a little bit weird. However, I would have probably just asked my roommate and just said, hey, Mike,
those look comfortable.
What?
I don't know. Maybe he just thought that was too weird to even ask. Like, I can't talk to that guy about his underwear because how weird is that? And then what if they get mixed up if they do laundry? That kind of thing. Maybe that's the mindset that just led him to the only answer is stealing and moving.
I mean, that's the way you go with it. That's how you get away with it. You say, oh, it must have gotten mixed up in my laundry.
Yes.
I accidentally wore it. Here you go. I've washed
that
and
is
laundered
all
them.
He should have called us before all of this.
Yeah. Okay.
We could have saved him some packing.
Here's the next thing. All right, guys, if you have a secret that you're thinking about doing, tell us first, and we'll tell you whether you can do it or you should do it.
A weird conundrum. We can maybe intervene at the right time.
And either say, you know what, green light, let your freak flag fly, go for it. Or say, you know what, let's yellow light that one. Yeah, let's use caution on this one.
Let's choose another path.
A hot sec. So, yeah, his secret, he took his roommate's dirty underwear that he saw him wear and thought they looked comfortable, wore them.
Fell in love with them.
Turned out.
Bona fide fell in love with them.
Yep.
Moved because of them.
Yeah. So, okay. That was something. So,
that was a lot. I didn't expect that. Yeah, that is not a path I expected to go down.
No. But I'm glad we did.